Warm greetings, friends, near and far. The Lord Jesus Christ be magnified forever and ever. This is Sinner Saved coming at you, and the following short evangelistic gospel message is sponsored by Preacher Wayne Boyd and the Brethren in Christ at First Baptist Church, located in Almont, Michigan, USA. And God willing, this broadcast will reach you, Lima Charlie, loud and clear. It is my hope and prayer unto God Most High, the only Holy Father, and that His only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, the Lord our righteousness, be greatly exalted, that His everlasting gospel be clearly proclaimed, that the pride of mere flesh and blood men be humbled, and that His elect saints be greatly encouraged and comforted in these evil and perilous days. Please consider having paper and pencil handy to jot down the scriptural references for your own follow-up studies. And so, we begin with the weekend gospel message to follow for all hands. Heads up! Please find enclosed encouragement in so great salvation by the perfect and finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ in saving poor, needy, and wretched sinners by His sovereign free grace. That is to say, Almighty God and His unmerited favor to save me and you from our sins and from hell. The atonement of Christ. There are three views of the atonement of Christ. One is that He died for all men and all men will ultimately be saved. The next is that He died for all men. Some of them will be saved and some will not. The other, and the third, is that He died for His elect saints, and all of them will be saved. The first view cannot be supported from Scripture. There is a place called hell. This view denies that. The second view denies that the blood of Christ is sufficient to save. He can pay for your sins, and then you could still be in hell? What? It makes salvation depend on human works. Not ain't gonna happen, friends. The third view is not a view, but biblical truth. The other two are a denial of the truth. There is no gospel in the first two views. The third is a declaration of the truth of the gospel. The word of the Lord states clearly, who is he that condemneth? It is Christ who died, yea, rather, who is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Thankfully so. And that was from Preacher Todd Nybert. The righteousness of God. What do you know, friends, about the righteousness of Almighty God? Not only His personal and essential righteousness, but the righteousness and holiness He requires of all who would see the Lord and the righteousness He has purchased and provided for them. I can show you from the Scriptures the awful and awesome importance of the subject. Please pay attention! Jeremiah 23, verses 5 through 6. The very name of our Redeemer means the righteousness of God. Romans 1, 16 through 17. The heart and essence of the gospel is to reveal the righteousness of God. 2 Corinthians 5, 20-21. Our Lord's being made sin and dying on the cross for us was in order that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Romans 10, 1-4. The Apostle pronounces all religious people unsaved who are ignorant of the righteousness of God and who are seeking to establish their own so-called righteousness. Matthew 5:20, where our Master, the Lord Jesus, declares that a person will not enter into the kingdom of God unless he has a righteousness that exceeds any holiness produced by the best man on earth. This righteousness is the righteousness of God, which is by the obedience, faithfulness, and death of the Lord Jesus Christ. Romans 4:6. David also describeth the blessedness of the man unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works. And friends, that word imputeth means charged. God charged or charges His perfect righteousness without works to His people. That's outstanding. Romans 4:6. All right. And then from Romans 10:4, Christ Jesus is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone that believeth. And that important short message was from old-time preacher Henry Mahan. Complete in Christ. From Philippians 4:19. All that is necessary to secure our eternal salvation is to be found in the Lord Jesus Christ. There is a completion or a complete filling up in Him so as to leave nothing lacking in the sinner. In the Lord Jesus Christ dwells all the fullness of God. Please see Colossians 2, verses 9 through 10. All that is lacking in us by our ruin and sin in Adam is abundantly, freely, and eternally supplied to us in the Lord Jesus Christ. Wherein sin abounded, grace did much more abound. Romans 5, 20 and 21. His perfect obedience is our righteousness. Philippians 2, 7 through 8. His sacrifice for sin is our atonement. Hebrews 2:17. His word is our instruction. 2 Timothy 3:16. His wisdom is our direction. Colossians 2:3. His power is our protection. 1 Peter 1:5. His blood sacrifice is our justification. Romans 5:9. His grace is our salvation. Romans 3:24. His eternal love is our security. Romans 8:32-39. His everlasting mercy is our hope. Lamentations 3:22-26. His fullness is our completeness. John 1:16. His immutability is our strength. Malachi 3:6. His resurrection is the guarantee of our full and final glory. Romans 4:25. And also, friends, see Revelation 1:18. His intercession is the assurance of all our deliverance from sin. Hebrews 7:25 and 1 John 2:1. Tell me, my friend, what could we possibly want for when all the thrice holy Godhead is engaged to make the believer complete in the Lord Jesus Christ to His eternal glory? Romans 8:29-30 and also see Jude verses 24 through 25. And that outstanding message was from preacher Tom Harding. 2 Thessalonians 2:16. Our Lord Jesus Christ Himself, and God our Father, who hath loved us, hath given us a good hope through grace. I have a hope of eternal life and eternal glory. It is a living hope because my Lord Jesus lives. As my surety and substitute, He lives and was dead, and behold, He is alive forevermore. He ever liveth to make intercession for us. My hope is a good hope, because the Lord Jesus and the Father gave it to me through grace. I did not earn it, nor do I deserve it by my works. It is the free gift of His love and mercy in Christ. If my merit or works enter into at any point, it would not be a good hope. Therefore, if I am asked a reason for my hope, I would ground my reply in the three foundations of the Great Reformation. Number one, the Scriptures alone. I believe the Word of God. I cannot trust my feelings, my thoughts, nor my experiences, but I can rest my soul on God's Word. Number two, grace alone. Salvation is by God's free and sovereign grace from its origination to its consummation. All that I am, have, know, or shall ever be is the gift of God to me. A beggar poor at mercy's door lies such a wretch as I. Number three, Christ alone. I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that He is able to keep that which I have committed to Him against that day. If I have believed and trusted Christ alone, then I am sure that the Father will put forth all His power to preserve me, that His Son be not dishonored. This, friends, is indeed a good hope through grace. God's grace is sufficient. And He said to me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities than the power of that the power of Christ may rest upon me. 2 Corinthians 12:9. What a glorious promise is given to every believer. God's grace, given through our Lord Jesus Christ, is all sufficient to the saving purpose of His people. Acts 15:11. Grace is never said to be insufficient, but always sufficient to accomplish its intent, purpose, and glorious end. Please see 2 Timothy 1:9. It is sufficient, enough, plenty, and adequate to justify. Romans 3:24. To redeem, Ephesians 1:6-7. To supply all our every need, Philippians 4:19. To sustain us through all trials, Hebrews 13:5. And to strengthen us when weak, Hebrews 4:16. This mighty and sovereign grace appears to us most glorious, sufficient, and appreciated when we realize our own weakness, inability, and utter helplessness before God. Romans 7:24-25. Most gladly, therefore, do we rejoice in our own infirmities and weakness, that the power of our Lord Jesus Christ may rest upon us. Romans 1:16. Or tabernacle over us. Psalm 27:5. Sheltering us. Psalm 46:1. Preserving us. 1 Peter 1:5. Protecting us from all adversaries and enemies of the gospel. John 10:2-30. Thank God for His unfailing, everlasting, saving, redeeming, electing, and all-sufficient grace. Romans 8:37, 1 Corinthians 15:57, and 2 Corinthians 9:15. And again, Malachi 3:6, For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Nothing changes God's affection. Whom He loves and how He loves to the end. His love is like Himself, the same yesterday, today, and forever. If you love Him as He is revealed in the face of Jesus Christ, it's because He first loved you in Christ before the world began. We love Him because He first loved us. God saves sinners on purpose, not by accident or by man's so-called free will. See 2 Timothy 1:9. Only when a man is laid low does God show Himself in the unclouded glory of what He is. He will not give His glory to another. And the Scripture says, as it is written, But to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, and trembleth at My word. He can reveal Himself and allow man to worship in view of that revelation. But until the sinner is made to take his proper place, there is no unfolding of that divine character. It is written in Isaiah 45:22, where our Lord Jesus Christ commands, Look unto Me, and be ye saved, all the ends of the earth, for I am God, and there is none else. The Master also says in Matthew 11:28-30, Come unto Me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take My yoke upon you, and learn of Me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For My yoke is easy, and My burden is light. Friends, it is imperative that you flee to Christ Jesus today, not tomorrow, for none of us are promised another day on this earth. Today is the day of salvation. Call upon the name of the Lord while He may be found, and seek Him while He is near. Only by being in Christ, the ark of our salvation, may we be delivered from the fierce wrath of Almighty God, which is coming soon upon the wicked. This about wraps up this evening's broadcast. I trust Almighty God will awaken His sleeping elect and draw multitudes of men, women, and children around the world to His only begotten Son, Christ Jesus, the Lord our righteousness, Yehovah Tzidkenu, Baruch Hashem, meaning bless the name, forever and ever, I say. If you are led of the Lord to contribute funds to sponsor future shortwave world band radio broadcast coming out of Nashville, Tennessee at 100,000 watts worldwide Christian radio, then please go to wwcr.com and get their address to send donations. Please remember to indicate that it's for the storm warning broadcast. Of interest here is that there are tens of millions of poor folks that do not have computers, laptops, tablets, or smartphones, and that the old-fashioned, inexpensive radios is how they're able to listen to the gospel of our Master. I greatly appreciate those of you that have donated funds. Oh, and by the way, they charged me $40 for a 15-minute broadcast, just to give you an idea. No commercials on the shortwave. In doing so, you are propagating God's everlasting gospel around the world into the glory of our Lord Jesus, the soon-coming King of Glory. And I would like to add one other point. The Lord's put this on my heart. I've been telling a bunch of preachers of righteousness and God-fearing saints that the fields are white unto salvation in shortwave radio land. The vast majority of stuff that's coming out of these shortwave radio stations is religious hucksterism. I'm talking circus freak, false gospel, false everything. It's really bad. But if any of you, if the Lord puts upon any of you people's hearts, get a hold of me and I will go over all the details. It's much easier than you think to have your own shortwave broadcast where you can brag on the Master and tell people the truth out of the Holy Bible. All right, enough about that. If you'd like to communicate, then please feel free to write. The email address is thelordbemagnified@gmail.com. And please indicate what country you are from and how the reception was on your radio. I really look forward to writing you back. And again, the address is thelordbemagnified@gmail.com. Great is our Lord Jesus, and greatly to be praised. Take heart, friends. Our mighty and glorious King of Glory is inbound for his afflicted saints. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus. Maranatha!